Congressman Mike Rogers is live in studio. He's in the district. He's got a full day. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
You look good. You always look
relaxed.
Thanks.
I don't know about that.
Now, do you get any time?
Nobody looks as good as you, Tony, on the list. You should have a TV show, for God's sake.
Do you get any time to just relax on the weekend? Do you try to make time?
If you can let it get away from you in a hurry. So,
Do you have stuff going Saturdays and Sundays?
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you?
Yeah. So, there comes a point you just say, all right, I got to have a couple of days.
Yeah.
So, the thing is you could always say yes. You have to learn how to say no. I've learned in the 10 years.
Martin Luther King.
But I'm a volunteer. Every time I complain about this, by the way, my wife reminds me that I'm a volunteer. So.
Martin Luther King Day is today.
Yeah, it's important.
What's that make you think about?
Well, you know, my mom always used to say that small things matter. And when you look throughout history of the small things, from abolitionists who told their sons to join the Grand Old Army of the Republic, you know, the Union Army, small things but made huge impacts. When you think about Rosa Parks just saying no one day, a small thing but made a tremendous impact. And what Martin Luther King, I think, did is he rallied that cause, which in an odd way, his the quote being wrong on the not wrong but certainly misrepresented, I think, who he was in his life, maybe one of those silver linings, because it focuses now on who Martin Luther King was. He wasn't somebody who said this is about me. Mm-hmm. He said this is about something bigger than him. And it was he's the drum major. He took all of those small things and brought it to the right place in history. And I thought that was this is an important day for that.
You know what's interesting is when you go back to the days of slavery, Michigan's history in the Underground Railroad, the history of Malcolm X, spending some time growing up here.
Yeah.
Pretty unique.
Yeah, very. And we were one of the leading places in the country at that time opposing slavery. You know, the first Republican who ran was a guy named Fremont. And he tried to run. It was the first time a Republican was on the ballot, if you will, for president of the United States. And it was his campaign motto was free soil, free men, Fremont. And he was talking about slavery, and that was the first Republican, and it happened here in the state. That's why the Republican Party was born here in Jackson, Michigan, and it was based on that platform of anti-slavery. And that's it's a unique thing, and it's something we should all be proud of, even if we're not Republicans. We all should be proud of that history and that lineage here in this state.
You have told me that politicians do not create jobs; you create an environment for people to grow their businesses. To create jobs. Yet, with the oil pipeline, politicians do have the opportunity, if you will, to create jobs. What's stopping that process?
Yeah, and you're right, except for the private sector is going to build a pipeline.
Right.
So they're the ones that are creating jobs. Mm-hmm. This is, to me, a prime example of us getting out of the way and allowing it to happen. You know, this is... I'm a little frustrated at the administration. They said up front that they would be there, and then they said they wouldn't get involved. And then once the State Department said we're okay with it, they said, well, we want to have more review. And I think it's just misplaced environmental radicalism that is stopping something that will have a huge benefit to the United States. The unions are for it. If you're paying gasoline prices at the pump, you're for it. It's just a really frustrating event, and I think November has more to do with it than the actual substance of the issue.
So it's the environmentalists that are stopping this?
They're the ones that are screaming the loudest to the White House, and I think the White House has been listening more than they probably should. At some point, they have to make the decision to let the pipeline go forward. It has been studied and restudied and studied again. Has a huge benefit to the United States. We should do it.
Why would the environmentalists have more power than creating all these jobs and an opportunity to make us more self-sufficient when it comes to oil?
Well, I always hate to question the motives of another. I think it's a political block that I think the president has been listening to. And at some point, I think this is going to happen. I just think we're just going to have to continue putting the pressure on. And again, this is supported by so many groups and people. This isn't a Republican thing. I think that there's way too much sensitivity. You know, there's other great issues I think they ought to pay attention to, and this is not one of them.
You have endorsed a candidate for president. Tell us about that.
Well, I waited till all the debates were over and watched the Republican candidates. And, you know, for those who are frustrated, you have to remember that there's the only real debating going on right now is amongst Republicans because of the Republican primary. So it's easy to some days to turn it on and get a little discouraged about the Republican field. But that, too, is going to end. And then we'll start to have a contrast between what a Republican nominee, and I happen to have supported Mitt Romney, just his performance during the debates, his message. I have talked to him on national security, and as you know, I spent a lot of time on that issue. I think it's incredibly important for the future of this country to get it right, and I think he has the right idea to get it right, which I think will benefit us all moving forward.
Mitt Romney, to me, is like all the candidates, Democratic and Republican. I don't like any of them. I guess I'm looking for a candidate, congressman, who I love, who I want to get behind. And it seems like we're always picking the lesser of an evil.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe that's the nature of politics in this part of the century. You know, what a tough way to go. I mean, even at the congressional level, that's, you know, the finger pointing, name calling, all of that is unfortunate. I know this happened in the founding of our country, so this isn't completely new, but it surely seems magnified now. And I don't know, maybe that scares away folks, you know, the people that you just describe for running for office. And I will remind you, however, for people who love President X or President Y in our history, and why can't we have another one? There was a lot of people didn't like those candidates either when they were running for office. So sometimes it's easier to see them after they've been elected than during the process of getting elected.
You talk about an uproar created on the front pages of the Detroit papers and here in Lansing, FRAB and MSU funding for that big project. That scared a lot of people, including MSU President Luana Simon.
Well, it should. This is a huge, huge, huge investment in the university, something I helped and supported all along the way. And this is an investment in our future. One of the legitimate expenditures of taxpayer dollar, in my mind, is research and development. It's the one thing that sets us apart from every other nation. And then what happens to it, they call it commercialization or making it into a business or whatever. That's the best part of that. But it allows us to invest in that basic research. This is going to be the next generation of nuclear science for the United States and the world. Not a time you want to back off on that kind of investment in that kind of research. So I'll be working with her as much as I can.
Well, we are live in studio with Congressman Mike Rogers. He's going to be with us for another segment.